it's Phyllis here. If somebody could type in and let me know that you can hear me, that would be awesome. Hi to Linda from Auckland, and Janine from Auckland has said, hi Phyllis, last call. So Janine and a number of people are finishing their challenge. Wow, to think that people are finishing their challenges and that's going to be it for the 112-day challenge for them. So, yeah, she's reiterating a big thanks for your support, and then she's posted a little bit to say a little bit afterwards, not to read aloud. It's private. So thank you, Janine. I'm pleased that you're doing so well and really on track. I read your email today. That was, it's fantastic, the decisions you're making. And tonight I thought what I would cover is simple things that we can do to get us through, especially through winter and, for some people the next 16 weeks who have just started, some people the next 4 weeks, and some people the next 8 weeks. So a lot of people at different stages tonight. And for those of you finishing, remember tonight might be the end of one thing, but it's the beginning of another. So can you type in, or Hayley, can you give me a thumbs up through the door to let me know that you can hear me, because I don't want to keep talking away and it's not recording. Maybe it's not recording. Hayley, can you hear me? Oh, Garrett, great. Alrighty, so I'll get into it. So I thought a couple of things that I want to do, and I know that I go over some of these on a regular basis, but we all need reminding, myself included. One of the things, you know, that I think is really important is weighing yourself and charting it. So I noticed that there are a number of people who are inconsistent with their Tuesday send-in, and some people not at all. And it's okay if you've made a decision not to weigh, but to go by other measures, that's great. But, you know, replace weigh yourself with whatever it is that you want to use as a regular measure. But I really think that, you know, once a week weigh-in and charting yourself is a great way to track how you're doing. And the cool thing is at the end of 7 days, whatever the result is, you know that it's, you know, because of the work that you've done leading up to those 7 days. If you're not getting the result you want, you need to do something for the, different for the next 7 days, or adjust or change things. I think for those of you who are finishing the challenge tonight, really important too to, you know, just keep that regular weigh-in. I think the problem that some people find, and I know that I experienced it myself, is that it lose a massive amount of weight and you feel so fantastic and, you know, things are great and this weight loss stays off for a very long time that you get a little bit complacent. And if you're not checking in, you're not actually monitoring when it's creeping up. So again, it might be a pair of jeans or trousers or, you know, a belt or whatever it is that you use as your measure, but have something that you regularly check in. Alrighty, I'm just going to refresh. I think this is going to be one of those calls I'm going to be talking to myself. Plan your meals. Again, really important thing to do. But if you don't plan your meals, it's probably the number one thing you can do to lose weight. You can underestimate or overestimate what you think you have ate or haven't eaten. So by planning your meals and actually having it planned out, a good idea is to actually jot it on your 7-day planner. Plan out your meals and then maybe record what you actually had, because life does get in the way. I was just talking to Hayley tonight about the meal that was brought in for me tonight. Not quite what I was looking for, so that means that I didn't plan for this evening. So if you plan, much easier to monitor what's happening. And, you know, once you start reaching that target of having consistently good meals, you're going to feel pretty awesome. The other thing that's a good idea to plan for is plan healthy snacks. So I know that it's not something that Damien encourages people to snack, but if you're caught out and there's a long period of time you might be working late and you didn't, you know, you had to stay on and it wasn't planned and you didn't have your meal with you. Hi, Shamila from Christchurch, just come on. One of the things you can do is plan healthy snacks. So have plenty of things that are on hand. Most work environments now have fridges and, you know, restrooms, not as in toilets, but rooms that you go and sit in. Lunchrooms is what the word I'm looking for. Or, you know, an area where you can store some food. So having healthy snacks and nuts don't take too much looking after and having to worry about keeping them cool. So, you know, make sure that you've got healthy snacks. So if you did get caught short, you'll be okay. Sometimes I refer back to Angie, who came and lived with me for 12 weeks and lost all of her weight in that period. One of the things that she did, she always went out on a Friday morning, and I always encourage anybody who comes to stay with me, they go out and have a day out where they actually go out and around shops and things like that, so that they cope with that temptation thing rather than locking themselves away. And because a lot of people do that when they're looking at losing weight, they stop socialising, they stop going to things. So her Friday outing, she always carried in her bag a small bag of nuts, and she had a pre-planned meal that she looked forward to on a Friday at the lunch court. She'd found something that fitted into the 112 that she was happy with, so she looked forward to it. And I know, again, Damien doesn't like me to encourage anyone to use food as a reward or a treat, but we do look forward to meals, we do look forward to socialising with people. So if you can keep it realistic, which is what Angie certainly did, so she had enough on hand. The other thing that she actually set herself a goal of was not being caught somewhere where she was going too long without having her lunch. So one of her goals was to bring those nuts home, so she was able to get her lunch. So hopefully that makes sense. Alrighty. Let me know if you've got anything to contribute. Janine, anybody who's finishing the challenge tonight who would like to share their weight loss, that would be awesome. Of course, you don't have to, and it's not expected. So find healthy alternatives. There are lots of things that we eat that have become a staple for a lot of people. Oh, excuse me. And if you don't think about creating a healthy replacement, that food kind of tends to call you constantly. One of the things that I probably had found in the past was one of my downfalls was actually potato crisps, and I know that they are so far removed from health it's not funny, but I think it's the saltiness and the crunch and all those things. So kale chips that you make yourself, they're a fantastic replacement, really delicious, you know, really high nutrient value, and, you know, incredible. So, you know, look for something that will replace your poor choice, and it's great to get a recipe and make the changes to it. Anyone who's on the 112-day challenge page would have seen Donna, who is doing the 21 days, and a number of people, but Donna's consistently been posting pictures of her meals and saying what they are. Great accountability and a great way to find ways to have beautiful, you know, beautiful meals that you know, 112 improved. Are there going to be any more 21-day detox programs? The 21-day shares will continue to run, so at the moment we are still continuing to run the 21 days. We are looking at, you know, changing some things, so, but the 112, as much as we both, you know, hand on our heart, don't want to let it go, it's just the amount of time that it consumes in both our lives. Is incredible. So, but we've talked about this before. Janine is going to share. She has lost a total of 15 kilos on this challenge. That's fantastic, Janine. She was aiming for more, but her injury curtailed the last 6 to 7 weeks of exercise. The thing is, Janine, that in your email today, you've definitely made plans about what you're doing moving forward, and that's fantastic. So, in 15 kilos, don't knock it. That's 16 weeks, and you've lost 15 kilos. You know, a lot of people would love to swap places with you. So it's a fantastic loss, and I have no doubt from your email today and your attitude that you're going to go on and, you know, do what you started out to do. So back to this finding alternatives, healthy alternatives. So think about it. Again, you know, even a simple thing like not using table salt and replacing it with Himalayan salt has, you know, beautiful nutrients in it. You still feel like you're having that salt added, but you're not having a poor choice. So think about it. One of the things I do is I actually talk about poor choice and good choice. So you can talk about empty carbs and, you know, carbs or empty food, even empty calories. So I'll talk a little bit more about that. Eat slowly and then wait afterwards. So tonight I had dinner with my husband, and I think I actually hoovered the meal. Too busy worrying about what more I needed to do tonight before I got on the call, all of those things. So remember, eat slowly. It's a way that you can look after yourself and appreciate yourself by taking the time and slowing down and enjoying, you know, not scoffing the the meal down, because you most likely, almost 100% can guarantee you'll probably overeat if you do that. I know, because I have to slow myself down a lot. I'm always busy and I'm always on the go. And I think also it takes a while for our brains to get the message that we're actually full. So if we eat quickly, we actually eat past our fullness, if that makes sense. You've probably had that painful feeling in your stomach of I've eaten way too much feeling. It's because of the fast eating. So the trick is to teach yourself to eat slow, and you'll get full and you'll get all those right messages. Again, you know, eating foods that actually have the intelligence to give you the message. Another trick to eat a sensible serve, you know, is watching, of course, the palm method, but having a moderate plate. The plates are getting larger and larger and larger. So if you've got massive plates, you could actually sit a dinner plate with a little plate on top. So, you know, it looks nice. You've still got the same size as everybody else on the table, but you're serving yours on a smaller plate. So, you know, wait after you've eaten before you start eating again. Cher says, sure, I'll miss all of your support. Thanks very much. You are more than welcome. We're going to miss a number of people as well. It's going to be interesting, so we'll see how we go. So the 112-day page, of course, is still there, and it's open to anybody who's ever been on the 112. So we will stay in touch with people. So think long-term also. You won't lose weight overnight. And although you'll most likely lose weight quickly, you know, you've still got to have that time to get to the end. So, you know, for Janine, if, you know, she signed up for the program and expects she'd lose 15 kilos the next week, she'd most likely be disappointed with herself week after week after week. Long term, if I'm going to lose 15 kilos over 16 weeks, much more achievable. And I'm going on a beautiful holiday next week, finally, and one that I'm actually going away and not being contactable, which is the first time ever I think of. Every other holiday I've ever taken, I've always been available for everybody, and this holiday I'm actually going to have a holiday and not be available. But what's interesting about that is, you know, I start to think about the clothes that I'm wearing, and it's going to be warm, and of course, you know, we always want to look our best and feel our best when we're away. But the reality is, between now and next week, besides, you know, eating well and just staying, getting enough sleep and all those things so I can enjoy my holiday, not going to impact your weight a lot. So, you know, try to think long-term rather than short-term. And what you want is consistent weight loss that's going to stay off. Another idea, too, that you can think about, and I hope mostly everybody is doing this already, some of the newbies may be, you know, changing some habits still, but is don't drink your calories. So, you know, don't drink food. You know, a lot of things like juices, and I'm not talking about ones that you make yourself, but I'm talking about juices that are in plastic bottles and cans and things like that. You know, people are drinking their food, drinking their calories. So juice, you know, out of a bottle, besides being tampered with, also has a lot of calories packed in there. And although we don't count calories, we don't want to be drinking our food. So, of course, juice made with the juicer and using the recipe off the 112 site, fantastic. And a lot of people find that when they add that in, it actually helps their weight loss. So if you haven't been juicing, think about it and think about trying that recipe. But what I'm talking about is things like sodas and coffee and alcohol and all those things. So don't drink your meals. All right, I'm going to refresh. Anybody following, awake, listening? It'd be lovely to hear from somebody. All right. So also read about weight loss, but more importantly, being healthy. You know, it's one of the things that is most important today, man, is that people actually get the health message. So read about it. It's great to keep yourself up to date. And it might sound like a weird tip, but I've found it to be true. What you focus on is often what you achieve. So if you keep your focus on your goal, you'll most likely achieve it. If you lose focus, you'll lose motivation and soon you'll stop progressing. So if you educate yourself along the way, and, you know, what should you read? If you're wanting to inspire yourself for success stories, then read about weight loss and success stories. Look for things that will return you to that focus and motivation. And any time you're losing motivation, read some articles about weight loss or exercise or eating healthy, all of those kind of things. Listen to past calls. Keep visiting. Exercise just for, say, 10 minutes. if you're not exercising now and you decide to exercise for 10 minutes, the hardest part of exercise when you're not doing it consistently is starting. So I say just do 10 minutes, because once you've got dressed and out the door and away you go, it's most likely that you're going to finish the walk. I went for a walk tonight, and before I went, I thought, oh, it's going to be freezing outside. I had no hat here. And once we got round, a friend came to work and met me. It was a fantastic walk. And the really cool thing about doing that with somebody who's motivated and loves exercise is you start making future plans. So, you know, next minute her and I are working out that we're going to do all of the ocean swim series, and when I get back from my holiday, we're going to do this, that, and the next thing. So, you know, it's a great thing is that actually getting out and moving helps you find your focus and your motivation to continue forward. And exercise, you know, look for some load-bearing type stuff, weightlifting and things like that, because we need muscle to support our weight loss, and it'll also make you feel fantastic. The other thing you could look at doing is, you know, getting through. So I talked to a lady today who is looking at doing some hypnosis with me from the Caribbean, and one of her things was, you know, she's a great starter, but she doesn't seem to get past the first morning. So one of the things that, you know, I encourage you to do is just get through the next, you know, it might be the next 3 hours or the next meal, and stack some successes on yourself. So, you know, the first day, the second day. A lot of people find after they get past the first couple of days and the sugar cravings and all those kind of things go, the weaning off of whatever it is that's been your thing, you actually start to feel really good. Fantastic, and you actually get, you know, a high level of motivation from that. And once you actually start to get used to it, you it won't seem like deprivation, because it's not. You actually, like I always say, you get to do this, not have to do this. And often, you know, people will feel hungry at first when they first start, but you don't know if the hunger is a mental hunger. It could be a thirst. We often think when we're thirsty that we're hungry, or it's the habit of eating, you know, the habit of doing things around certain set times of day. I don't know how many of you relate to that. If you've got things that you do, that you do at, you know, regular time and you focus on. So think about that. Share, let me know if any of that rings true for you or not. Then I won't feel like I'm talking to myself. All right, I've just made some notes and I'm having a look at what else I'm going to talk about. Okay, I'll just talk about, talking about exercising. So for a lot of people, when I notice when their emails come through, they might be doing, you know, 90% with the food and they're not doing even 10% with their exercise. And the biggest contributor that I have seen to anybody who puts weight back on is they are not physical. If you're physical, you're going to at least maintain or motivate yourself to continue on. So if you're not moving, it's one of the key things. I know that there are some people who've had injuries or things that can't, but they're making plans, and that's the best thing that you can do. Make plans and don't let the time slip by. So begin gradual exercise. If you're like me, I'm an all-or-nothing person, so I make these great big plans to go out and flog myself. Now, that doesn't work when your lifestyle is so crazy, crazy busy, or you've got children or other things that get in the way or perceived way of doing exercise. So, you know, just begin gradual. Instead of trying to change your entire life with an intense weight loss plan, you're just going to start small. So all we want you to do is make a commitment to get yourself moving for at least 10 or 15 minutes every day, just for 30 days straight, and what you'll find is that 10, 15 minutes will grow into 30 minutes. If you just say, okay, for the next 30 days, I am going to consistently exercise. You know, use those exercise planners and just mark them off. Soda water, Linda's asked me, why is soda water not good? When I say soda, I actually mean all things like, you know, any fizzy drinks. But soda water actually also leaches you of your minerals. So that's a great question to ask Damien, because he'll go more into the science of it. So if you're going to have it just every now and then. You know, it's a good thing to dilute your wine down with, but, you know, don't drink it as your daily drink instead of water. Hopefully that helped. Okay, so, yeah, use those planners to do your exercise, you know, every day. So you say, I'm going to do the first month, I'm going to make sure I move 10, 15 minutes every day. You'll see there's a little squeezy and you can mark them off and build up to actually longer periods a day. But if you commit to that, that's been tested, and I know from personal experience, if I'm moving every day, I'll feel so much better. When you stop moving, everything gets sluggish. It affects everything. I often say when you're walking, you'll find that your bowels will perform better because you're actually massaging your inside as well, inside while you're walking, which is always great for you. So you will notice if you're not doing a lot of things are sluggish. The type of exercise too, have a think about that. So if you're already a runner or a cyclist or, you know, something similar, then begin with a very modest program of resuming that exercise. So if you did something in the past, the harder thing, if you've been really active in the past and you've stopped, is you know how much work you did to get where you've got, and sometimes that can actually be a barrier to motivating you to do more. So for me, you know, I used to run, could easily run 10, 15 Ks a day, and I know that that took me a while to get there. And so the hardest part for me is actually thinking about the motivation to get back to running 15 Ks because I know I'm not going to go from a zero start to 15 Ks. So just think about that and think about just getting started. You don't have to be as intense as where you were because you, even over that period of time of getting there, you built up to it. So don't think you're going to start tomorrow and get back to where you were if you were, you know, a runner or a cyclist or something similar. So otherwise, you know, walking, a treadmill, hiking, cycling machine, run, something similar will work as well. The trouble with hiring things is I think they become, for some people, a dust collector or somewhere else to hang your coat. So just be conscious of that. You don't have to spend heaps of money. Just arranging to meet a friend on a regular basis, a neighbour, your partner, your husband, your sister, your brother, anybody, a work colleague, just to make sure that you consistently turn up and get moving every day will be great. And mixing it up is a great idea. Sue, who I walked with tonight, we talked about that. We're talking about somebody I know who's doing, who's training people for weightlifting and is being really successful, and everybody I know is enjoying it. And then she was talking about spin classes. So, you know, just mix it up. Mixing up is a great idea because alternating different exercises on different days, that actually motivates you and also helps you not get bored. The actual exercise you do doesn't matter as long as you get moving, so just think about that. Alrighty, I'm refreshing just to see if anyone's got anything to say or you're all going to sleep. My voice is a little bit probably one tone tonight because I'm slightly tired. Okay, so also start really easy. People tend to start out with a lot of enthusiasm and then they burn out, they skip a workout or two and then the plan's failed. So you want to start out, you know, just do as much as you can or as little as you can or as much as you want. So, you know, do it to suit your personality. And again, you know, going back to that 30 days, mark it on your exercise planner that you have. If you want to colour code it or, you know, just do what works for you. But just start by doing it. And if you want to get 60 minutes in and you can only do, you know, divide that up into three sets, then do that. Or 16 minutes, I don't know, whatever works for you. As long as you're consistently doing it. And it might be that you start with 5 minutes today, 10 minutes tomorrow. There are many people and many success stories of people who just started by going for a walk to the letterbox and then to the next lamppost and, you know, the next lamppost. So if you are already, you know, somebody who exercises consistently, ramp it up. You know what you need to do. And set aside some time every day to do this. So, you know, I've talked about this before, but if you're not a morning person, don't try and do it first thing in the morning. It's not going to work for you. I've always been somebody who's got up really early and been at work early. Over the last few weeks, I'm, you know, starting to, you know, be a little bit later and a little bit later, and that's to do with, you know, what's going on and happening for me. So, you know, first thing in the morning might not be the best time for some people to exercise. The other thing we mentioned earlier, that is strength, you know, is try to do things that are strength, you know. Even if you get yourself a little circuit of four or five exercises that you do, again, you don't have to go to a gym. It might be with your friend, your neighbour, your partner, whoever you're going for a walk with, and it might be that you do some lunges from this lamppost to lamppost. Might be that you do some squats. You don't have to use weights, or you could use a broom. You know, there's many many YouTube videos that you can YouTube to find ideas and motivation. It might be that you do, you know, a couple of little videos every day. Get the gym boss out and use it. Set the timer. You might do, walking around your property, and then you might throw in some squats, some lunges, some crunches, whatever you feel like doing, and use your gym boss beeper to remind you when to change. Sharon's come up with something great, which I think is fantastic. If you have a bad day, don't be hard on yourself. Just pick yourself up and start over. Yep, because, you know, one bad day does not mean that everything's ruined. Just like one bad meal does not mean that everything's ruined. So, you know, if you go off track or you're having a really bad day, just pick yourself up and begin again. The really cool thing about that is the sooner you pick yourself up, the less damage is being done. Don't let it slip on and on and on. So great point, Sharon. All right, refreshing again. So the key, though, is to just start. Decide. Just start. You know, just start. Find somebody. Pick up the phone after you hang up from here and arrange an exercise buddy. One of the things one of the past challengers does regularly with someone else who is on the challenge is she'll arrange cook-ups on a Saturday. And this helps her manage her lifestyle because she often works really long hours and she lives on her own, so it's not always motivating to cook meals up. So she'll make 112-day meals up. They'll cook together, make them into portion sizes, and they'll get them in the freezer and stock her freezer up, and then she knows that she's got all the stuff. And, of course, fresh is best, but we've got to be realistic again. So that's a great idea. If you can get someone to help, you know, stock up your fridge or your freezer and plan out your meals and get a few in there, just makes life so much easier. You can take it out in the morning, come home from work, and it's done. And if you do two serves, you can actually have what you have, you know, for dinner, for lunch the next day. And a lot of people like that because if you're enjoying the meals, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to have it again the next day. And remember to have things that are relevant to the season. So the poached pea brekkie might be a great breakfast for mornings through winter for those that, you know, it would suit. Rather than having maybe some cold things. Alrighty, so I'm going to refresh now, see if anyone's got anything to contribute, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. I'd love to hear what people are planning to do from this call, some ideas for next week. It might be just getting your clothes out and getting them ready so that you can exercise, calling a friend. Just think about, you know, what it is that you can do to make sure that you have an awesome week next week. The other thing, too, is, you know, if you do your exercise and you mark it off for 30 days, don't stop. Continue it on for the next 30 days and add a layer to it. It might be that you do another 10 minutes longer over and above. It might be that you add some more exercise, those kind of things. So intensify your exercise, and you might want to look at intensifying it or duration. You might want to alternate, which is my favourite. That's where the gym boss comes in. So you might want to do interval training or do hard, easy. So one day you'll do hard, one day you'll do an easy, or 1 minute you'll do hard, next minute you'll do easy. So many variations that you can do that you'll feel absolutely fantastic. Right, refreshing, coming to the end of the call. Thanks, everyone, for coming on. Those of you finishing, have a great you know, start to the next how many weeks that you're going to focus on what you're doing, and just remember to keep moving forward. It's the best thing that we can do for ourselves. Don't beat yourself up. As Jazz says, if you have a bad day, definitely a great point there, because that's what a lot of people do. They feel like they've failed because they've had one wrong meal or one muck-up. Don't let that be the downfall. And remember to keep challenging yourself. You are on a 112-day challenge, but the more that you can challenge yourself, the more wind you'll stack up and the greater you'll feel. Cher says, I have 3 more marathon walks to do for the rest of the year. So great. Having future goals and your exercise is another fantastic thing. Pre-planning with people, having you know, friend dates or partner dates that are around exercise and movement and fun, making sure that you're moving. When I was talking to Sue tonight out on my walk and talking about my holiday, you know, I'm going to be still ocean swimming because it's going to be very warm, so I want to swim between islands. There are activities that I can do. So although it's a complete rest holiday, you know, I will be actively doing things, walk every morning before breakfast, you know, those sort of things. So enjoy your scenery. And if you're away travelling, for those of you who find that really challenging, as long as you keep yourself safe, it's always nice to get out and explore the environment of where you are. Often you're in hotel rooms or motel rooms and you miss out on it. So just make sure that, you know, you get out and about and enjoy yourself. Alrighty, so I'm going to say goodnight and goodbye to some people. Please stay in touch, those that are finishing the challenge tonight, and congratulations on your success. And I look forward to receiving the weight from everyone else again next Tuesday. Well, actually, it'll be Hayley that receives it, so I will be away. And you'll have Damien back next week, so that's fantastic. Alrighty, have a good night. Goodbye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.